The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Dharma practice, meditation practice. A very important, it's called a factor of mind, very important functioning of the mind in meditation, is something is known in the Pali language as vitakka and vichara, two things. Vitakka is usually translated as the placing of your attention or directing your attention at whatever you're going to pay attention to. So meditation practice, mindfulness works with applying your attention, bringing your attention to notice something. So that initial noticing of something is vitakka. Vichara is a different activity of the mind than the initial placing. And that's it's sustaining the attention there, keeping it going. And some people are very good at the first of mind wanders off and they come back to their breath, for example. And they can come back over and over again. But they don't know about the second part, which is the sustaining the attention, hanging in there, hanging out, staying present. And it's kind of like some analogies that sometimes used in the text would be something like a bird which is going to take off from the ground has to flap its wings a lot, but once it's up in the air, it stops flying, but it just holds its wings out and soars, or kind of glides. And so initially there has to be some work to get up there, but then you glide, and that sustained attention is gliding or staying present. Or another classic example is if you're going to polish a bowl, you have to put the cloth on the bowl, and then the sustained attention is rubbing it, staying present. And if you just keep with your hand on and off the bowl, you're not going to get it polished. So this ability to sustain the attention, little bit, maybe, I don't know if it's a good analogy, but it would be like flying a kite. Where a kite, you can get up in the air, but then to keep it up in the air, you have to sustain a certain amount of tautness on the rope, on the string, because if it's too taut, it'll break. But if it's too much slack, the kite will fall down. And so there has to be just the right tautness to keep it up in the air. So there has to be just the right, initially, or just the right tautness in your attention. It involves some work. And some people are a little bit allergic to working in meditation. They think meditation is just about relaxing. But there's a very sustained, hopefully gentle work of staying. So, for example, on your breath. And it might seem like a little bit more work, but if you can do it, it turns out to be a lot less work than letting the mind chatter. When the mind has a conversation with itself or involved in images. And so sustaining the attention is one of the ways, sustaining this kind of focus of attention on the breath or whatever you're focusing on, is one of the ways to help the mind become quiet. And part of the work of that sustained attention is to be alert enough to know, to keep the mind from spinning out in a lot of thought. Not that easy to do, but there has to be some alertness to notice, that. And so another analogy I like for all this would be if you're listening to a very faint sound far in the distance that's important to hear. Most people, I think, would let their thinking mind become really quiet because you're not involved in thinking, you're involved in not listening. And so in doing the meditation, it's kind of like the same. You don't have to strain. Maybe you don't try to strain when you listen, but you have to be very intent and listen. And so the same thing when you're staying on the breath, you want to have this sustained attention involves intentness to kind of listen really quietly. And the thinking mind or the discursive mind, the mind that has conversations in its head, you want to keep that quiet. And if you're lucky, perhaps you have the ability of turning off or turning down or letting go of the discursive conversational thinking for a moment. Maybe. But then the idea is, once you can do it a little bit, can you, part of that sustained attention is not just keeping your attention on the breath, but it's also having enough alertness that you try to keep that quiet mind, relaxed mind. And it takes some work, but as I said, you probably find that it's actually less exhausting or tiring than letting the mind spin out. And it helps the mind quiet down. And at some point, the mind quiets down enough and you're settled enough that you no longer have to apply yourself anymore in order to sustain the attention, because now it's effortless to stay there. The mind just kind of stays present. So it's called vichara, and it's usually translated sustained application of attention. And whether you're doing sitting meditation or walking meditation, you might today experiment a little bit to see what it might mean for you to do this sustained attention. Each person has a little different way of experiencing it or doing this. Don't think there's like a preordained way that has to be. But there's some kind of way in which we sustain the attention. Keep it there. Hanging in there, hanging out. And not get swept away with all the thoughts we can get swept away in. So if this is interesting for you, you might want to experiment with that and find your way in that today. And hopefully that's be useful. So thank you.